Would you have the faith and trust to obey God in every situation that He has lined up for you?
Welcome to Helpers of Joy, a weekly program telling real stories from Christian ladies to help bring joy to your life.
Today, my friend Larissa shares all that the Lord has had in store for their family over the past several years. This is Amy Sapp. Welcome to the Helpers of Joy radio broadcast. I want to introduce you to Larissa Fair. Larissa and her husband serve the Lord faithfully at Bible Baptist Church in Terre Haute, Indiana. I have known Larissa for a handful of years. We have been in many meetings together. I love her and her family so much. The title of today's program is Faith, Trust, and Obey, written by Larissa, and I want to share it with you today. Faith, trust, and obey. It is something we have all been taught, and we should all have. As Larissa was just doing some random reading, she came across Matthew chapter 8. First off, this same Jesus, who did all the miracles in the Bible, is the same Jesus she knows. He is still working miracles. So why don't we have faith, and why can't we just simply trust and obey Him? Verse 10 says, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. That verse hit Larissa hard. Could Jesus say that about her? Does she have great faith? Sure, we tell others, just have faith. But do we truly have it? We have faith in Christ to save us. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 says, For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. But what about everyday faith, everyday trust, everyday obedience? Does my walk show signs of faith, trust, and obedience? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, For we walk by faith, not by sight. Life can be a roller coaster. In April of 2019, her husband and her, their two children, their dog, and their cat packed up everything and moved over 700 miles away. They were so excited to start this new adventure, and they went with the desire and intention to serve the Lord. Let's just say nothing went as planned. The storm clouds in life quickly grew dark and heavy. It was hard to see for sure. What was God doing? Yes, she started to doubt, but she was reminded to stay faithful. When we don't know what to do, we can always stay faithful. Get up, read your Bible, pray, go to church, continue to serve in your church, go soul winning, pass out tracts. Just focus on what you can do for the Lord. He will guide your path and all will work out. Is her path clear right now? No. They ended up having to go back to their home state. Their life, on paper, to the world, would look crazy, but God has a plan. She can go on and on with so many wonderful things God showed them while they stayed faithful, trusted Him, and obeyed in areas He already laid out for them, such as reading their Bible, praying, focusing on reaching others for Christ. Larissa's daughter, who was 10 years old at the time, handed a man a gospel tract while he was stocking shelves at Walmart. The man came to her with tears, thanking her for the tract she gave him. Fast forward, 6 months later, the man started coming to church. They would pray together for God to meet specific needs in their family. Of course, God did, and the look on their kids' faces when they see their prayers from faith, trust, and obedience to God come visible is just priceless. God is so good. Yet, Larissa reaches those mountaintops and sees God answering their prayers. Their faith is so strong. She wants to preach to the world, trust God. Then she goes through a valley again. It's like the mountain crumbles, and just like that, she finds herself in a valley. She starts to ask why. Her faith that was just so strong back there, but now she finds it is weak. She doesn't know what direction to go. She doesn't know what to do about life. Wait, This is where faith, trust, and obedience comes in. She gets up, reads her Bible, prays, and starts just staying busy for the Lord, doing what He already commanded her to do. We may not have the answers to so many things in life, but God always shows us the way to follow Him. She often says to her children, "Just trust me, just simply obey." Those words come back and smack her right in the face a lot. Easy to tell her kids to do that, but it should be just as easy for her to do that with God. He is her Father. So today, just have faith, trust, and obey. Here are a few words from a song that really hit home for her. "But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows, for the joy He bestows, are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey." They have been able to see people come to church, souls saved, including her son, and friendships made through some of their lowest valleys. So, to bring it all together, just stay faithful. God is faithful, and He will guide. You never know when those storm clouds will lift and the sun will come shining through. Thank you, Larissa. Keep on keeping on. Trust, obey, and have faith. This is Amy Sapp, helping you help others have joy.
You can get more encouragement and read more stories from Amy Sapp and the Helpers of Joy by joining the Helpers of Joy 2 Corinthians 1:24 Facebook group. Helping others help others have joy. Join the movement.